How about some peppy holiday music?
Yeah,
I was dancing.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Way in the mood now.
Get you in the mood. Yeah. All right. It's a VIP Wednesday, everyone. Bob Graham's along with the VIPs for the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. And it's been, quite a week for the NFL, and we're going to start out with and take a look at our weekly scores. James, I'm shocked. 9 points.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Not ideal.
You fell asleep in your recliner?
Yeah, it was something like that.
He needs to get a lazy boy.
I don't know exactly.
That's right. You know, that's right.
I mean, there was just a couple of the close games that did not go my way. So
valid, though.
Yeah.
A tough week.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings probably played their best game of the entire year.
I know,
and
right?
I was like, sure, why not?
Of course, yeah.
That's a win-win, though, for
week
you, right?
16 or whatever.
Let's not talk
it is.
About
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Let's move on, but first, and I jumped the gun here. I started out with James, but we got to talk to talk about our weekly winners, and congratulations. Edward Alley out of Buffalo. He got 14 out of 16.
Wow.
Nicely done.
That's pretty
nice.
Good.
That's a really good score.
Nice
wow.
work.
Good job,
nice
Edward.
Work, Edward. Edward Alley, and I always like to welcome our listeners and our players of Pro Football Pick'em from Buffalo. Thank you. Nice to have you with us. And congratulations, Edward. And again, a reminder, if you want to win the weekly prizes, all you have to do is sign up. And you can sign up. Go to sharedamedia.com. Click on that. First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. Edward picks up $100 in
Anheuser-Butch.
Anheuser-Busch merch.
I messed it up.
That's the
Anheuser-Busch merch.
Okay, okay, all right, hang on.
Slaughtered it.
Hang on. Edward Alley picks up $100 in
Anheuser-Busch merch.
There we go. All right.
I always need a couple takes on that one.
I think they came by yesterday and picked it up.
Nice.
Did they? All right, yeah. Edward, congratulations. So this week, if you sign up and play and you're a weekly winner, you're going to pick up a $100 gift card, a Pit Crew to you.
That one's much easier to say.
Yeah, it is. So, Melanie, what can this week's winner receive?
Pit Crew to you.
All right, $100 gift card. Congratulations, Edward, and you could be the $100 gift card winner. Pit Crew to you, our great weekly sponsor. So we started out with, we want to make mention too, William Ostrom from Buffalo is still the Survivor game leader on Sheridan Media from Buffalo. So, William, congratulations.
Buffalo
what
representing.
Do they win? What do they win for local?
I don't know if, do we have a local Survivor pool yet? We'll have to figure that out.
Like a giant pat on the back. Great job.
Good job, William.
They're still, in the national.
Carroll's, we'll hook you up.
That's right.
Because they're still leading in the local one, they're still one of 50 people that are in the national one.
He's one of 50 in the national.
In the national Survivor pool. So
nice, William. Ostrom.
Too.
Good job, William. From Buffalo.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say First Northern Bank is going to hook you up, Bill Washington, with a gift card.
Hey,
I have to talk to the big boss about the amount.
Just say it, Melanie. Melanie's better to ask for forgiveness and permission, right?
We're going to hook you up with a gift card, Mr. Bill Ostrom.
All right. Whoever wins, hang in there, Bill.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Going to hook you up with a gift card. Melanie may not be here.
Undisclosed
amount. I might not have a job tomorrow. Let's
put a number on
that. Yeah.
Executive
let's
decision.
Take it let's just do it. Look at Andrew. He's like, I'm staying out of this.
I like my job.
No comment.
All right. So if Bill hangs in there, he could be the winner of a gift card from First Northern Bank. We'll just leave it at that. All right. So let's look at the weekly score. We talked with James with 9. We won't rub it in any further. Armchair, 10.
Yeah. Hey, double digits. I will take it. And my Saints, everybody picked against them. And
I know.
Let's go. I mean, hey.
Did you pick them this week?
I did pick them this
right
week.
Right on. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, that was a good pick because, now they're they've won 4 games now, Jamie.
I know.
4-10.
Yeah.
Going to be they could be 5-10 after this weekend, too. We'll talk more about that here in just a second. 10 points for Jamie, and she's back being a 10.
I like that number.
Magic Melanie, 10 points. Yep. Good job.
Let's just hang with that one.
All right. And right there with her, next to her, 10 points.
Yeah.
Good luck, Chuck.
That was it. I'll take 10 this week. You know, that's not bad. It's not a Edward, but it's a Chuck word.
All right. It's a Chuck word. All right. 10 points. Oh, you're making up stuff now. I like
that. I'm good at that.
Good job, Chuck. 10 points for good luck, Chuck. And wow. He led the pack this week with 11. Andrew, the analyst, Boyne.
You always sound so surprised when I'm in the league, Bob.
You should get twisted at the FNB Christmas party more often.
Yeah.
Oh. That helped.
Oh. It was a fun party. Yeah. I'll take 11 points, though.
I have a point. You'll take the 11. Okay. All right. Armchair 134 overall, hanging in there.
Yeah. Yeah, leading the pack in the back.
Leading the pack in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
Good one. Magic Melanie, 140.
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. Where's your wand? Bring your wand in.
That wand looks sad. She's getting
it
a new one. It's getting refurbished.
When she did bring it in, it didn't
work.
Maybe
I need a pom-pom.
Yeah, you need something else.
Oh, hey, that works. Bring it in.
It's on
140 points for Magic Melanie.
For the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly. 145, Chuck.
I'm right in that middle spot.
You
there.
Are.
Yeah.
Right dead set there. Andrew with 147.
Been trying to catch James for a few weeks now. I just can't quite do it yet. But
well, you get a couple points.
You got a couple
got a
points.
Couple, yeah.
Got a couple points on him. So 147. And look at James after his 9-point weekly turn to 151 leading the overall pack. James, the bookie.
We'll take it. Got to hold on.
Hang on, man. A
couple more weeks.
Yeah, we are
the gravel,
in
like
week
kind of
16.
Yeah. Crumbling underneath his hands.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little trembling I see on there. He's... All right, let's pick some games. Well, James, since you're leading the pack, your Vikings, they're going to play the Giants. Giants have only won two games. Minnesota coming off a hot game.
This is a game they should win. So I'm going to pick them, but this also has the makings for a game that they end up losing for no reason whatsoever. So I'll go Vikings, but I have no idea what to think of this team.
Going the Vikes.
I'm going to go Vikes.
Yeah, I think the Vikings look great.
Let's go with the underdog.
Oh,
the Giants. What do you got to lose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go with the Vikings, but I'm with James. I don't feel good.
Okay. I know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Were they doing a one and done on that one?
Well, they've done a one and done a couple, three times.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then they'll get shut out by the Falcons or something.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, Andrew, those Broncos, they're home. Mile High is going to be rocking Jacksonville coming to town. Not a bad team, 10-4.
Still going with the Broncos, though. They're looking real good. I don't know, do they have the one seed locked up yet?
Yeah. The amazing thing is,
they clinched it.
Is the nation... Says Denver 87% and Jacksonville 13%. So there's 13% of people out there giving Jacksonville a chance.
I guess we'll have to look into that because if they have it locked up, they might not be playing the starters. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think, you know, Sean Payton used to be the New Orleans Saints coach.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
Connections.
Yeah. I think Denver, I think they're going to go strong still. I do.
Yeah. I say Denver right now.
I think sunshine's going to bring a cloud over Denver. I pick Jacksonville.
Ooh.
So Denver, they have a playoff spot. They don't have the one seed clinched. So,
they don't.
Yeah, okay. They have a playoff spot. They don't have the one seed clinched yet. I'll go Denver. I trust their defense more than I trust the Jacksonville offense.
Okay. Well, Jamie, the Saints, they're at home. That place will be rocking. Playing the Giants, who've only won three games.
Yeah, Wait.
Jets.
Oh, excuse me.
Giants are busy this weekend.
Yeah, Jets. Ooh. Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to New Orleans.
Place will be rocking you to sleep.
I know.
I'm with Jamie. Going Saints.
Yeah, let's go Saints.
Saints.
All right.
I'll go Saints. Sure.
He's 100% changing that pick.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm not clicking anything.
Last time we went with the Saints sweep, we all regretted it.
Yeah, that's true.
They lost. I switched it.
All right. All right, Magic Melanie. Only 20% of the country gives Dallas a chance to beat the Chargers. What do you say?
Well, I'm going to still say Dallas.
Okay, James.
I'll go Dallas here.
Ah, boy, I'm going to take San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The Chargers.
Yeah, I'm picking LA.
Herbert's looking good.
Chargers.
Yeah,
Chargers.
They're looking solid.
Okay,
Dallas,
right.
Not so much.
This is the weird time of the year where like half the teams are mathematically eliminated. So it's like, are we going to get the best versions
Dallas
of their teams?
Dallas has a 1%
they
chance.
They still got a chance, though. Yeah,
that's like Dumb and Dumber. So you're saying we got a chance.
Yeah. You still got a shot.
No. I like it. I
we
like
could make
it.
A meme of Dash.
I like it, Chuck. That's awesome. All right. Buffalo. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Bills. They're a fourth quarter team, and they're taking on 3-11 Cleveland, which is pretty scary. What do you think, Chuck?
Buffalo. I mean,
I'm going to go Buffalo.
James?
I'll go Buffalo, but this kind of feels like a trap game. Cleveland's got a really good defense.
Mm-hmm. I agree with James. I'm hard maybe Buffalo.
Buffalo
He's
all
back.
The way
for back me. Hard maybe.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm all of Buffalo here. All
yeah. No
Boy,
doubt.
Boy, they are. One more. We got a minute and about 20 seconds here. Let's do the Packers and the Bears. Oh, big rivalry there,
boy.
Chuck.
Oh, boy. Packers lost Parsons, which was huge. I'm picking the Bears.
The Bears.
I have to say, Pat Parsons going down just kind of
I know.
Twinges at my heart a little bit. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm going to go Bears.
Yeah, I think that Parsons injury is going to be huge. I'm going to go Bears.
The Bears. I don't know. I think there's too much history of the Packers just being the older brother, beating the Bears. I might go Packers here.
All right.
Going Packers. There we go. And play along with us. You could be the winner of Melanie.
First Northern Bank.
And pick crew to you.
Pick crew to you.
$100. Pick crew to you.
Nope.
Yeah, Brad.
You might be, if you pick the
Survivor,
yeah. You could win a First Northern Bank gift card.
She's guaranteeing a
Not
going to
be any
gift
money
card
on it,
if
but
you're
you'll
a survivor.
Get the gift card.
Yeah, you'll get a gift card. It looks
it's
nice.
It's really pretty. It looks nice. There's a buffalo on it.
Yes.
Pick crew to you, our weekly sponsor. Thank you, Greg and the crew at Pick Crew to You. And congratulations, Edward Alley. All right, everybody, have an awesome week. And back next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
It'll come sooner than we think. All right. You're listening to KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news.